Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by that awesome Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Hey, not much. Just another day here in Wisconsin. It's Packer bye week, so not a lot of new Packer chatter. It's a lot of continuing to talk about Detroit and Green Bay. And is the offense back? Is it not back? Is the defense falling apart? Are they not falling apart? You know, just running out of things to talk about. With no Packer football this week. But there is a big game in the state of Wisconsin this week, which we're going to talk a little bit about, Wisconsin and Michigan. That should be a great game. Number 4, Michigan. Number 8, Wisconsin, being played in the Big House. We're going to talk about Wisconsin's start, talk about if Wisconsin is for real, and talk about the Badgers' upset over Michigan State, 30-6 last week. And Les Miles, over a 100-game winner at LSU, got fired 4 games into his 12th season. So I'll touch base on that a little bit, too. So I'm very excited, Troy. We don't talk college football not nearly as often as we should, but I love college football, and I love talking college football and reading college football and watching and you name it. I love college football, and I'm excited for today's show. I'm excited to bring it to the listeners, but I'm also excited, too, because I am, and I've shared this with the listeners often, I'll share it again, I am on a fitness journey. Since March of this year, I'm down about 75 pounds since March of this year. And I know it doesn't sound like a big number, you know, a 4-year span, but since 2012, I'm down 100, and about 115. And, you know, I yo-yoed a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I yo-yoed some. But it wasn't until I discovered, my fitness community through Beachbody. You know, Beachbody, the company that is behind the programs like P90X and Insanity, that same P90X that Eddie Lacy used this past off season to get in extremely great shape for the upcoming season for this year. Beachbody is the reason, that's why I found what worked for me. I finally got the tools that I needed to be successful and sustain it. Like I would drop a bunch, gain back, gain a little bit back. But until January of this year, finally got all the tools I needed, all the support that I needed, and boom, I'm down about 75 pounds. I'm at my lowest body weight since middle school, and I feel great. I want to help you do the same. All you got to do is shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com, and we can start working. Now, all you got to do, as soon as you hear the show, shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com, and I am here to help you get into shape. Why wait until January 1st when it's time to put through more New Year's resolutions that you're likely not going to complete, so you're going to be sitting here next September 2028 wondering, why didn't I get my New Year's resolutions done? Start today. Screw January 1st. Let's start whenever you're listening to this show by an email, coachevan66@gmail.com. So before we do get into the college football talk, Troy, how are things going out in Western PA?
We talked about it a little bit earlier in the week, and I just wanted to bring this up that, the passing of Arnold Palmer, you see all the – today I was driving to work, Evan, and I guess I just noticed that they stuck out. All the little billboards and the little signs that businesses have, almost everyone has something in regard to Arnold Palmer. and we like to promote charitable organizations. And the one that has been talked about, and you see now around La Trobe, about Arnie's Army. It's a charitable foundation that helps youth to really get healthy and, you know, right up your alley, Evan. I know that you're on the fitness journey, but that's what Arnie's Army does, promoting a healthy lifestyle for children and communities and the environment. I encourage people to go check out the website. It's arniesarmy.org. You can give if you want. You don't have to, but I checked it out, Evan. And I think what I liked most about it, not so much the organization, I liked going to read what all the comments were in memory of Arnold Palmer. So if you want to get some, I guess, nostalgia and some insight to Arnold Palmer, go check it out, arniesarmy.org. One, it's a charitable organization that helps children with health and the communities and the environment. And two, it's a great memory of Arnold Palmer, just to read some of the comments and different quotes and the tribute to the life of Arnold Palmer and just what a class act. So wanted to throw that in there just because we always like to promote good things on our show, and I think Arnie's Army is one of those good things, and just a great man from what I've been hearing on the radio and all of the messages. A guy that was very visible in the community, Evan. You know, a lot of business owners in La Trobe knew him, and I live in La Trobe. So, you know, there's a lot of, tribute to Arnold Palmer visible in La Trobe, not only today, but the last few days. I just wanted to bring that up. But, yeah, Evan, we got a great show tonight. We don't talk college football as much as we probably should, but I'm going to tell you, Evan, I put in the preview, this Wisconsin team, and even myself included, I had a lot of question marks about this young team, very young team. I like Paul Chryst at the helm. I think he'll turn things around. I think he'll get his style in. I think he'll bring prominence back to the program. We thought they were going to get demolished in week one against LSU. Little did we know that the Badger victory was going to start the demise of Les Miles. But the Badgers have done nothing, Evan, but win four games and climb to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. And this is a team that has by far exceeded every expectation that I had. You live in Wisconsin, so I'm going to turn it back over to you. All I get is what I read on the Internet. I don't hear about Wisconsin football ever. All I can do is read about it. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. Let's get started talking about this 2016 Badger team that is 4-0 and is really looking good early in the season.
Well, first thing I want to mention, I wouldn't really say Wisconsin got the ball rolling on Les Miles getting let go by LSU. You know, Les Miles is lucky he still had a job after last year. They were trying to do a coup d'etat pretty much to force Les Miles out. And we're trying to bring in Jumbo Fisher from Florida State to take over LSU. And then Jumbo Fisher backed out at the last second, basically leaving LSU stuck with them. So LSU's been looking to get rid of him for a while, but now they found the reason why. We'll get into more of that a little bit later in the show. But Wisconsin, you talked about Paul Chryst. Yes, Paul Chryst was the perfect fit for the job. Now, if you're in the media room listening to a Paul Chryst press conference, you're going to fall asleep more than likely. Paul Chryst, not a very entertaining person when it comes to talking. He's very monotone voice, going to put you to sleep, but damn can he coach, and damn can he call an offense. The Badgers' defense has been lights out this year, so that's where it starts with, too. The defense shut LSU down. They shut Michigan State down. They shut Akron down. They shut Georgia State down for the most part. The Badgers' defense is just dominating. They're playing outstanding football. And a lot of people, myself included, was concerned when Dave Aranda left, when Dave Aranda left for LSU. And I think Dave Aranda is probably kicking himself for leaving for LSU. Yes, Dave Aranda is a future college football head coach. But now he went from a great spot in Wisconsin that would likely lead to a top-notch Division I job to now – who the hell knows what's going to happen to Dave Aranda after this year? He may have to take a step back before taking that step up to be a head coach now. If he would have stayed at Wisconsin, there's a good chance this was his last year at Wisconsin. So now who knows if he's going to be a head coach after this year or not. You know, there's so much up in the air. But the defense under Wilcox is dominating. And Chris is calling a great game. Look at that Michigan State game for the offensive game plan. You know, the biggest reason why Wisconsin won game, you look at third down conversions, Troy. 7-16 on third down conversion. They were 2-2 on fourth down conversions. And a lot of those third down conversions, Troy, they were not easy third down conversions. They were third and long, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 11. Because it took a little while for the Badgers running game to get going a little bit. The Badgers ended on 122 yards rushing on 41 carries, just 3 yards per carry average. But that was enough to keep Michigan State on their heels. Just the thought of Wisconsin potentially running the football kept Michigan State on their heels. And the play calling kept Michigan State on their heels. And the third down conversion rate and Alex Hornibrook, impressive, very impressive at his first career start. He got the ball out when needed, got it to the right receiver, got it to where only that receiver could get it, and just kept the chains moving. He made big throw after big throw. He did not look like a redshirt freshman, Troy, at all in that game. And I know Wisconsin got a tough one against Michigan on Saturday. Coming up, Wisconsin with their defense, and with Hornibrook playing like he did against Michigan State, Wisconsin, I think, has a shot against Michigan. I'm not going to say Wisconsin is going to beat Michigan, but as we learned, Troy, both you and I said going into the LSU game that Wisconsin would be lucky to keep it within 10 to 15 points. Boy, were we wrong. It's very hard to bet against Wisconsin at this point. Now, are they legit? Are they a legit contender? Or are they a pretender? We're about to find out, because the next two games Wisconsin plays, they're at Michigan this coming Saturday, October 1st, and then they come out of a bye week on October 15th, taking on Ohio State under light in Camp Randall Stadium. Ohio State, even though they're ranked number 2 in the country, I got to say Ohio State is probably the best team in the country. But Wisconsin, they're probably a year or two away from being legit Big Ten championship contenders just because of the situation they were left in with Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson depleted the offensive line for Wisconsin big time. That offensive line, he left in shambles. And it's going to take a little bit to, you know, for the new recruits to get up to speed, to get all recruits in there and just rebuild that recruiting tree Gary Anderson destroyed when he had his 2-year tenure at Wisconsin. Anderson is trying to go more to a spread-style offense, which requires a little bit more athletic offensive linemen than Wisconsin was used to, so he stopped recruiting your traditional Wisconsin offensive line. But another big name I want to mention for Wisconsin, the guy in defense before I throw it back to you, T.J. Watt, he's been an incredible player. I think second time this season, he's been all Big Ten defense. And how many more Watt boys do the Badgers have? I know they got 2 in the NFL. Unfortunately, one's done for the year. But they got 2 in the NFL and one dominating now in Wisconsin. So I'm going to throw it back at you. What are your thoughts on Wisconsin? Are they fool's gold? Or are they legit? Or are we going to find out over the next two games?
Well, I'll put it this way. They're kind of legit, Evan, in the sense that they've gelled together real fast. You brought up a great point. I think they're a couple of years away from being that legitimate contender. Right now, they're riding a wave that is so high, and that emotion, especially in college sports, can take you a long way. However, I think reality is going to set in against Michigan and Ohio State. I think Michigan and Ohio State, talent-wise alone, much better. However, that does not mean that I'm totally saying Wisconsin can't win. I'm giving them the intangible button, that emotion. These young kids, they know no better, Evan, than to go out and win right now. And you have to give credit to Paul Chryst for that. He has brought in an attitude that this is what we're going to do. We are going to force our way on other teams. That's what I love about Paul Chryst, Evan. He will recruit the big burly guys up front. This program will be that dominant power program once again. And I think he's already instilled the mindset. My problem is I just think Michigan and Ohio State are too talented at this time, and they will have to play a darn near perfect game against both Michigan and Ohio State if they want to come out victorious. Not saying they can't. You know, you were right. You and I bet against them big time against LSU, and look what happened there. But I don't want to say they're pretenders, and I don't want to say it's fool's gold, because I like what I see. I really do. They're just young. They're just young, energetic. They know no better. But the reality is they're not as good as Michigan. They're not as good as Ohio State on paper and talent-wise. But it doesn't matter in the long run, Evan. All that matters is for 60 minutes. But for them to win against Michigan, it's going to have to be darn near flawless, because they can't afford to make mistakes, because they don't have the talent right now to make them up. But who's saying, Evan, that they can't go play 60 minutes of error-free football and come away with two victories in Michigan this year, one against State and one against the Wolverines? I wouldn't put it past them. I really like Paul Chryst. I like when Pittsburgh signed him, Evan, and he left Wisconsin. I thought that was a great signing for Pittsburgh. And honestly, had the Wisconsin job not come up for Paul Chryst, he'd probably still be here. But you can't blame the guy for going back to Wisconsin. I know Pittsburgh fans that are listening in are going to be like, oh, my God, he jumped ship. No, he didn't jump ship. It's not like he left your program for a piss-poor Division II program or anything like that. He went back to his roots, and you can't blame the guy for that. But, Evan, I'll tell you what. You look at this defensive side of the ball. I think they're going to give Michigan some fits, and that's why I give Wisconsin a chance against Michigan. I don't think you're going to go in and see a 21-point victory. Now, you could. You know, it doesn't matter what week it is. You could always see that. But at the beginning of the year, when I'm looking at the schedule, I had a black permanent Sharpie, and that was a big L on my schedule. Now, I have an L there in pencil, Evan, because this Wisconsin team has at least shown me enough that they're going to go fight for 60 minutes, and on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to play hard and they're going to cause fits for Michigan. So what is your biggest surprise so far, though, Evan? Is it the young offensive line that is still growing but has done quite well in four games, or is it the defensive side of the ball that, to be honest, I was reading, like, articles, AP Top 25, teams are calling the defense, or writers are calling the defense legit, and I think they are legit. But what is a bigger surprise, a defense that I had some question marks about with a lot of new faces, or the offensive line that's young and still molding and growing together? Which, you got to pick one. You can't pick both. Which one is a bigger surprise for you that's playing well?
I'm not overly surprised on the defense. You know, I didn't expect them to dominate like they are right now. But I'm not that overly surprised at the defense. I felt they might have a little bit of a drop-off after Orlando left, but not that huge, because they got a lot of really good personnel on the defense, especially in that front seven. That's where Wisconsin dominated, in that front seven. The offensive line is where I'm a little surprised at. The offensive line is young, and they don't have a lot of depth, but they're finding ways to get it done. And the left tackle for Wisconsin, he is a transfer from UW-Stevens Point. That's a big jump. Division III college football, which I know the conference that they play in, the conference that the Stevens Point plays in, is basically the equivalent of Division II football with Whitewater and, you know, all the teams in that conference. But either way, that's a big jump. Go from Division III to Division I, and have no struggles whatsoever. He played really well against LSU, and he's been playing really well ever since. And that's been impressive to me. He's come in And I'm trying to find his name. That's Ryan Ramczyk. He's a junior, 6'6", 214 pounds from Stevens Point. So the offensive line is where I'm surprised. I was not expecting him to play this good. Looking at the time, we do got to jump to our next topic at hand, and that's a team Wisconsin took on to start the year. LSU. A lot of turmoil going on in LSU. Les Miles, over 100 career wins in 12 years at LSU, a national championship at LSU, is fired. They fired him, and Orgon, the interim coach, his last was the interim coach at USC when Lane Kiffin got fired. But as I mentioned, they were trying to get rid of Les Miles after the end of last year. They had a deal done with Jumbo Fisher, but the deal fell through. And I don't think it's going to take Les Miles too long to find a new job. I really don't. You know, the big thing is Baylor, perfect fit, in my opinion, for Les Miles. Baylor, they need a coach, a big-name coach that's going to take some of the stigma away from the scandal that Art Briles got fired about. They need somebody to come in after this year. And, you know, Baylor was an ascending program before the scandal. They don't want to drop back into the abyss of college football. Perfect fit. In regards to replace Les Miles, you got the head coach at Houston, Tom Herman, as an option. Bobby Petrino's name's been thrown out there, but I think he should stay at Louisville, especially with the quarterback they have at Louisville right now. Larry Fedora, North Carolina head coach, his name's been thrown out there. The interim coach, Ed Oregon, his name's been thrown out there as a potential option. Jumbo Fisher, Cutliff, name has been thrown out there. Lane Kiffin as well. I think Lane Kiffin might be a little bit of a stretch, but you know, if they think they're going to stick it to Nick Saban a little bit, might as well. And you know, here's the thing that Lane Kiffin will try. It's going to be how much has he matured since USC? He left USC not on the best of terms, and a lot of it was, you know, he had piss poor maturity. How much has he matured? But the one thing, though, look for LSU to go for an offensive-minded coach. That's been what's been holding LSU back is the offense. They've yet to be able to find a quarterback that can take them to that next level. And, you know, they have a great running back there that's being wasted. But we'll see what happens from here. What are your thoughts on what's going on at LSU?
Well, like you said, for some reason, Les Miles ruffled feathers. They've wanted him out of there, it seems like, for the last 4 or 5 years. The grumblings are, I mean, what more do you want from a coach there? I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not on campus. I'm not at practice. I'm not at functions. But it just seems, you know, even after they won the national championship, and then they don't win a second one, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, Les Miles isn't doing his job. What was his record last year, 9-3? And I know now they're being overshadowed by Alabama and Nick Saban. But, man, I mean, I don't know all the intricacies that are going on behind the scenes, but who you're replacing them with? You know, that's what I don't understand, that these programs, Evan, and not just college, I mean, the pros – and any organization, you're going to fire a guy, and then do you all of a sudden have your backup in place? Like you mentioned, Jumbo Fisher, you know, moving there, okay, well, at least you got a big name and a guy that's at a big-time program, and maybe he can do some more things for you. But honestly, Evan, I look at a new guy coming in there, are they really going to better and all of a sudden become a team that goes undefeated every year and wins a national championship every year? No. So I don't understand why they were in such a rush to get rid of them. Now, off to a horrid start this year. I mean, just absolutely horrid. And so you can say, okay, well, it's a legitimate reason. But they got the reason. Now, the thing is, who are they going to replace him with? And you went through that list. Do any of those coaches, Evan, scare you as a head coach at LSU, and all of a sudden you make LSU a national power? I mean,
Houston's coach, Tom Herman, does a little bit. Look what he's done at Houston. Imagine what he can do when he gets to, top-notch five-star recruits falling, into his lap with very little effort. I'm kind of interested to see what Tom Herman can do.
Yeah, interested to see what he can do. That's where you're going with that. It's not a guy that, automatically you're going to say, yeah, this is the guy that's going to do it. And he's got a good pedigree. I agree with you. Yeah, it would be interesting to see what he can do. So it's like playing a lottery. To me, that's what they're doing. They're rolling the dice. And if you wanted fresh blood, sure, so be it. But it's one of those things, Evan, that I always go with this adage, be careful what you wish for sometimes. Now, it could turn out to be great if it is Tom Herman. I agree with you. Of that list, I think that's the perfect candidate. That's the guy that should become the coach. But will that be the way they go? And if you're Herman, here's the one thing. I went down this college coaching ranks. I didn't jump from college to college, Evan. But there's a lot of things that when you talk to your peers and you get the inside scoop, it's always about, are you going to be – playing for an athletic director that is going to give you a little bit of leeway? Are you going to be on a short leash? Those are things that all come into play. Because everybody's looking, saying, LSU, what a great job. I'd love to have that job. Well, you know what? Coaches talk amongst the circles. They get together. They talk. And if there's any bit of concern as a coach and your personal well-being, you're going to think about, do I want to go to LSU and take a chance? Okay, that would be great. It's a big name, and maybe I can go coach somewhere else. Or is there enough squabble within the athletic department that could turn a coach away? Again, we don't know. We don't know those things because they're not made public. But you often wonder, well, why wouldn't somebody want to go there? Why would they turn that down? Well, that's why. Because – coaches talk, and they know the inside scoop of the personnel that's already there and the administration that's there. And Evan, you and I both know from the business world that there are times that the management side of it, you and I were talking before the show about our professional careers that we're in right now, that there's some things that go on that don't make you happy. And so those are a lot of things that go into this decision. But looking at the time, we're right at the end of the show. Another great show. Went real fast again tonight. We don't have a Green Bay Packer preview show tomorrow night, Evan. But I guess what we'll do for the fans, we'll do an NFL preview show. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
What else you got for the fans tonight, bud?
Nothing else at all. Just wish all the listeners and fans wonderful evening, wonderful day, wonderful weekend whenever you're listening to this show. Looking forward to talking some NFL football tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a change early in the season. There's the bye week. But hope you enjoyed the show tonight, everybody. As Evan told you in the beginning of the show, if you are in a situation where you want to turn your life around, lose a few pounds, get healthy, make sure you check him out on our Facebook page. And give Evan an email and get started on your weight loss journey. For Evan Witalis, and I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Enjoy your night, everybody. Evan and I will get back with you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, talking NFL football. Talk to you soon.